illegal alien, freed into U.S. by Biden's HHS, denied bail for allegedly raping and murdering 11-year-old girl. By John Binder on August 27, 2023. An illegal alien, freed into the United States by President Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has been denied bail after allegedly raping and murdering an 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas, this month. Last week, the Pasadena Police Department arrested 18-year-old Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez for allegedly raping Maria Gonzalez before strangling her and stuffing her lifeless body into a laundry basket that he then allegedly hid under her bed. Rodriguez first showed up at the U.S.-Mexico border in January from Guatemala before being turned over to HHS as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, because he was 17 years old at the time. HHS eventually released Rodriguez to an adult sponsor in Shreveport, Louisiana. Watch, exclusive video shows massive camp of illegal immigrants waiting to cross U.S. border. Late last week, Rodriguez appeared in Pasadena court and was denied bail on capital murder charges. According to court records obtained by local media, Rodriguez told police he was held at gunpoint by two black men who forced him to rape Gonzalez. On August 12, just before her murder, Gonzalez texted her father, who had left for work, that someone was knocking on their front door. At that point, her father sent family members to check on the girl but found no one in the apartment. Related video, Houston driver smuggling illegal immigrants attempts to run away from Texas DPS, fails. When her father came home from work, he discovered Gonzalez's body in a laundry basket under her bed. Gonzalez's body had suffered blunt force trauma in addition to sexual assault. For months, Biden's HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra has been criticized for ballooning the UAC program and reportedly failing to vet UACs and their adult sponsors. In Biden's first 2 years, close to 300,000 UACs arrived at the border and were released into the U.S. interior with adult sponsors. Likewise, in April, a Florida grand jury released their investigation into the UAC program. Among their findings, the statewide grand jury revealed that criminals, such as associates of the MS-13 gang, routinely seek to use the program to get into the U.S. interior, and adults often lie about their age to get into the program. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.